Good morning. I'm going to tell you a story this morning about a boy named Kamkin. And Kamkin was 9 years old, which is probably older than most of you here. And Kamkin had a choice. He was told that he could choose between a peach and an apricot. Do you like peaches and apricots? It's really yummy, and they're fresh from the tree. And so Kamkin thought about it, and he thought, oh, I like peaches, but I don't get apricots that much, and they're really yummy when they're sweet from the tree. And so he said, I'm going to have an apricot. I'll have an apricot. And when they brought the peach and the apricot out, Kamkin looked at him, and the peach was big. It was like this big. And the apricot was just small. It was just like this size. And when he saw that, he thought, oh, no, I think I made a mistake. And he said, I think I changed my mind. I think I'd rather have the peach because it's bigger. And they said, oh, well, there's something we didn't tell you. If you get the apricot, you don't just get one apricot. You get 5 apricots. And they brought 4 more apricots out, and there was a pile of apricots, just looked really soft and yummy. And so he said, oh, in that case, I'm going to choose the apricots. But they said, oh, and there's something else we didn't tell you. They said, if you choose the peach, we're going to make some peach pie. And after dinner, you can have peach pie with ice cream on it. And so Kamkin thought, oh, no, this is getting complicated. But he said, he was smart. Kamkin was really smart. And he knew they weren't really giving him all the information. So he said, wait a minute, is there anything else I need to know before I choose the peach with the peach pie? And they said, well, yeah, there is something. You have to walk to the next orchard over with us if you choose the peach. And it was a long distance. It was like the size of a big block. And Kamkin was looking at the fruit, and he was starting to get really hungry. He saw that fruit there, and he wanted to eat it right away, even if it meant giving up the pie. So he said, he was thinking, oh boy, I think I want to get the apricots, because then I could get it right away. But Kamkin was smart again, and he said, wait, is there anything I need to know before I choose the apricot? And they said, oh yeah, we just found out that some of the apricots got contaminated. And if you eat them, you might get really sick. You might get a tummy ache, and then you get really sick and have to go to the doctor. So which one do you think Kamkin chose? He said, the peaches, he asked them if there's any more information. They said, no more information. He said, I'm going to choose the peaches because I don't want to get sick. And so he chose the peach, and he walked to the next orchard. And that, he thought that was going to be hard, but that was a lot of fun. And he went with them, and he got the peach, and he was so hungry, and he ate it. And then after dinner, he got this big piece of freshly made peach pie with soy vanilla ice cream on it, and it was so good and yummy. And he was glad that he chose the peaches. Now, what can we learn from Kamkin? Have you ever had to make a decision and choose between one thing or another? And someone asks you, do you want to go here or there? Do you want to wear this or that? Anytime we have a decision to make, we should always be like Kamkin and ask, what happens if I choose this one? And what happens if I choose this one? And we should get as much information as we can get. Because if Kamkin didn't have all the information, he wouldn't have made a good choice, would he? He could have chosen the apricots and gotten sick. So we have to have all the information. And you know what? There's a really important choice that we all have to make that was given at the beginning of time when Adam and Eve first were created. God told Adam and Eve, he said, you can choose to listen to me and to follow me and trust me and meet with me at times, and you can have life and all the beautiful things that I made, all the fruit from the trees, and you can have the animals to play with and everything nice. But he said, but if you don't and you don't listen to me, it's going to be not very nice place to live. And the animals are going to be afraid, and you're going to die. And that's the choice they had. And you know what? Several thousand years later, Joshua And the people, they had the same exact choice. And Joshua said to the people, he said, choose this day whom you will serve, if you will serve the Lord. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And do you know what the people chose? They said, we'll serve the Lord, we'll serve the Lord. And he said, no, you don't understand. If you serve the Lord, that means you have to listen to him, and you have to obey him, and you have to live within the laws that he set up, the laws of the universe. And you have to do what's right, and you can't just do whatever you want to do. And they said, what did they say? Did they choose? They said, yes, we want to follow God. And they did follow God all the time that Joshua lived, and even after that. And now, several thousand years later, we have the same choice. Did you know that? We have the same choice that we can choose. And God says, if we choose him, and we listen to him, and we trust him, and we obey the laws, that we'll also live and be happy. So what should we do? What did we learn from Kampkin? What did we learn from Kampkin, anybody? We should get all the information that we can get so that we can make a good choice. And how do we get information? The Bible is so full of information. It's got all kinds of information about what happens when you when you trust God and what happens when you don't obey God. So that's a really good place. And we can even look around us and see things. So God wants us to have all the information. You know why? Because he wants us to make a good choice. And he knows if we have all the information, that it's going to show that he's the best choice, that he's a loving God, and that he wants our happiness, and he's going to provide for us. So remember that, okay? Whenever you have a choice, remember to follow Kampkin, okay? And get all the information, especially when the choices are really important, okay? Today we have children's church, but before that we're going to say a prayer, okay? Bow your heads. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for the promises that you have given to us and the choices that you gave to us. And we pray that you will help us to ask of you and get information and to make the right choice, Lord, and to help others to have that knowledge of you and your love for us. We pray and thank you. Amen. Okay, take up the offering and then meet in the back, okay?